Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Teacher's Lounge with Mrs. G. I'm Mrs. G, first grade teacher, podcast host, and recently turned 30 years old. So there's that. But actually, it was the first birthday in a few years where I actually felt like celebrating, especially because the past few years, it's been all about Gus, and his birthday is so close to mine that it kind of felt like I was all birthdayed out by the time it got to me. But this year, I celebrated with new coworkers. They made like a little lunch for me and the other gal whose birthday is the next day from mine. And I celebrated with my friends, and I celebrated with my husband, and I celebrated with Gus. So we did all sorts of nice birthday things, and it was just nice. There's really no other word to describe it. It was lovely. You probably will hear some combination of Gus and or Sheriff Callie in the background, and that's just the world we live in these days. Naps and reasonable bedtimes are no longer a thing that Gus does, so now he's here recording intros and outros with me, and we're all going to just deal with that in our own way. This week on the pod, I peer pressured yet another friendly teacher in my district to let me ask them personal questions on a public forum. It is fifth grade teacher friend Sarah. She moved to our district last year, and I was glad just to get to talk to her here because last year I probably saw her 10 times, and five of them were probably staff meetings because we just were so far away from each other logistically, and our grades were not close to each other, and I was like sad that I didn't get to talk to her more because she is such a delight. And we are also in this episode visited briefly by her grade level partner, Christina, who I will also try to peer pressure onto this show because I've decided that's just how I book people on this show. And one day I will probably need a PR person when I run out of people to peer pressure, but it's another story for another day. So enough about me. Here is episode 9. Remember, you have to hold the mic close to your face.
Not like Amy.
She'll be my
non-example.
Yes. Thank you. Guys, don't do what Amy did. So yeah, you kind of have to feel it. Andres called it hip-hopping the mic, which I think because like when people do hip-hop, I think they're really close to the mic.
They, like, touch it.
I mean, lots of people have touched that particular like mic phone, so I wouldn't put my lips to it.
Just get close.
But I would hip-hop it. You know, like those hip-hoppers do.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. So let's take it back. Let's take it back to little Sarah in Chicago.
Yeah.
Suburbs of Chicago.
Yes. Okay. Suburbs of Chicago.
Not a city kid.
No.
Did you go to the city a lot as a kid?
We went to the city quite often. Yes.
What are some things? What does one do in Chicago? Like, what are the things that people do there?
We would go to like there are big parks there that we would go to as a family. We would go ice skating in the winter.
Oh, that's nice.
Or we would go and visit my dad at his office. And
then, what was his office?
Dinner. He just worked in the city.
He's as a businessy businessman.
Sort of.
Really?
Okay. He's a corporate attorney.
Okay. Yeah.
So just
nothing exciting.
Yeah. He would always I would always go to take your daughter to work day with him.
Yeah.
And he would always like launch into like a 30-minute like explanation of what he did. And mm-hmm. I would, you know, after about 30 seconds zone out. And
just, okay.
You know, and then he'd stop talking and I'd just say, oh, so you're a lawyer.
And he'd be like, yes, she was listening.
Yes.
Do they still take your daughter to work day?
I think it's now evolved to, like, take your child to work day.
I've never... I've never seen a child at a... Have you ever heard of any children going to their parents' work?
Yeah. Well, not here.
Not here.
But in Chicago? District, in Chicago, we had several teachers that would bring their kids in.
For take your child to work day? Maybe it's regional.
Maybe it is. I never knew that. Did you go as a child?
Yes. But then I never heard of it after, like, we went a couple times and then that was it. But it seemed to be a big event.
It was.
Like, there was a day. I always loved it. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah. You got a lanyard, got a maybe a t-shirt, right? If you were lucky. Keychain. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so going to the city, and then what did you want to be when you grew up?
I think it, like, changed almost, like, yearly.
But, like, in general?
I was one of those kids that wanted to be, like, a star soccer player.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you were really good at soccer?
No. I just had dreams of being good at soccer.
Did you play a lot of soccer?
I did. I played from the time I was 5 through... I played intramural in college.
Wow. So. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you, like, go out for... Did you get, like, a scholarship or anything? No. Or, like, a... No? Okay.
Not that serious.
No. Did you, like, competitive stuff?
Mm-hmm. I was in traveling. Club soccer. Okay. Travel soccer. Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a high lot school. Of... So- that's yeah. a big deal.
Yeah. yeah.
but just... But no.
No. Not... Not that good.
I don't know anything about soccer, but it is. Yeah, I don't know anything about soccer. I did one season in kindergarten, and that was the end of that.
Yeah.
So it's not.
You should.
So you have to be like really, really, really good. Is that basically what? It, like you have to be really, really good.
Well, to become a professional. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. so around what time did you realize like, ooh, I'm not going to be a professional soccer player?
I don't know. Probably in middle school sometime. Okay.
Yeah. So then what did like it switch
like
to?
That's like reality set in.
I mean, it's a rough time for a lot of things, but.
yeah. I don't know. Then at that point, I think I kind of like had just random ideas of what I wanted to be. Like maybe a doctor, maybe a lawyer. And I think
you knew a lot about lawyering from taking your daughter to work day.
I did. I did. I knew you had to talk for a long time. About boring stuff. No, I don't think it was until high school that I realized that I wanted to be a teacher.
Okay. And then you stuck with... So did you go to school for teaching?
I did.
Okay. And then did you get a job right after?
No. I had a quarter life crisis.
Okay.
When I like panicked and didn't want to be an adult.
Okay.
And like had like awful nightmares of just... going to work every day and not having a life and not being able to do anything fun.
Sure.
And so then I worked for a boat tour company in Chicago.
Oh, wait, this is a turn.
Delayed real life for a little while.
What does a boat tour company worker do?
they have boats that take tourists through the city on the river and like have a docent on board. Talking about Chicago.
Oh, so do you know? Were you the docent or were you like that?
I just sold tickets.
Oh, were you even on a boat?
No.
What? I know. What's the point of working for a boat company if you're going to be in the ticket booth all day?
Well, I didn't really have a whole lot of responsibility and could still have fun in my 20s before I like started my career.
That's so funny. So you did all that school and then you were just like, nah, I'm going to go sell some boat tickets.
Yeah.
That's funny. And that's surprising because you seem like a very responsible. You seem like very like put together and responsible and like, I don't know.
I am now. Yeah. It didn't take me long to figure out that like all my other friends were like adults and having real lives. And then it was like, oh, okay. I can do
good
this now.
We're good now. Yeah. Okay. So you took, how many years did we do boat selling tickets before?
Not long.
Okay.
Yeah. Then, I mean, I think it was like over. It was my summer job, so I just decided to continue there. And then I think it was like November.
Okay, that's like, not that long at all.
I need to put my big girl pants on and be an adult.
But now it's November, and if your job is a teacher, it's rough to find employment in November.
Right. So I started subbing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how was that?
It was fine.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like it helps.
It helps. Becoming like for practice.
Yeah. Cause you know, it's not easy to be a sub.
No,
you know,
it terrifies me.
The kids can totally know how to take advantage of you.
Yeah.
They just say, my teacher lets me do this. And you're like, okay. You have to make those judgments. Yeah. So I subbed for only about a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then the district asked me to be an assistant in a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
A numbers assistant. So just for a classroom.
A numbers assistant?
Yeah. So it's for a classroom with a lot of students.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So not, I thought not you like were going to
assist with numbers. And I was like, is numbers a Chicago way of saying math? And then, no, it's not. It's just...
Yeah. So it's just kind of in there to be another adult and provide more one-on-one time with the students.
So like what I need is basically, I should start asking for a numbers assistant.
Yeah.
Even though my numbers are low.
I
should just say, you know, 20 is really
just too much.
I'm like, some of those kids count for like 3. So really it's like I have 30 kids. So I think I need a numbers assistant.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. So then I did that for the rest of the year.
Were you in
fourth grade?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the next year, they didn't have an open position for me, but two teachers at two different points in the year went on maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so I filled their long-term sub positions.
Mm-hmm. It's nice when they plan their pregnancies out like that for
their
sub,
right? Yeah. So nice. So that was the whole following year. And mm-hmm. then they finally had an opening and I became a third grade teacher there.
Oh, good. And is that kind of what you wanted to do? Third grade?
Originally I had thought I wanted to do older kids.
Yeah.
But then I fell in love with third grade as soon as I started teaching it.
Oh, good. Oh, I always hear nice things about third grade.
Yeah.
It's one I've not taught before, but
it's like a really good age because they're independent enough,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they can read already.
Yes.
So it's like helpful. That transition to like, you know, reading to learn instead of learning to read. Mm-hmm. And they're still like young and innocent and don't really have attitudes yet. It's kind of like
It's like a sweet spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think third is nice.
Yeah.
Second's nice too.
There are great things about every grade, you know?
Yeah, there are. Some more than others, I get.
I think so.
But third grade, I almost never hear bad things about third grade. Or I almost, not bad things, but I almost never hear third grade teachers be like, oh, I want to do this or that. Or it's like, I want to go up or down. They're like right in the middle and they love it.
Yeah.
And they just stay there. Really so nice. Third grade.
They're great.
In the city or still in the suburbs?
In the suburbs.
Okay.
In the same district that I went to.
Oh, did you work with some of the same mm-hmm. teachers that were your teachers?
Yeah. So the principal that hired me was actually, she used to work in the middle school and she was my 7th grade grammar lit teacher.
How did she feel about that? Was it weird for her to be like, here's this kid that I taught and now I am hiring them?
I'm sure it felt weird for her. It felt weird for me. It took mm-hmm. me... Oh, super long time to be able to call her by her first name.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Huh?
Yeah. That was really bizarre. I don't know, but maybe she was like, I know she did well in 7th grade. So
yeah, right.
Hopefully she'll do well here.
Oh, and you got along, I'm guessing.
Yes.
You had a good relationship. Were you a good kid in school? Like you were pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tried to one up my brothers all the time.
Do you have, how many brothers do you have?
I have two older brothers.
Oh.
So I kind of always felt like I had something to prove by being better than them, you know?
What kind of reputation did they have? So when you came on along and they were like, oh, good, another Pabian. Or they were like, oh, no, another Pabian.
It was kind of a mix of both.
It was a mix.
They were both like really smart, but
maybe
not the best behaved kids.
Maybe mischievous?
Yeah.
Or...
Yeah.
Okay. So the teachers were like tentative about you.
I think so.
Okay.
You know, but I was a girl.
Yeah.
They were both boys.
Right.
So I think that helped me a little bit.
Probably.
Yeah.
So third, and then you're a case of another man pulling his gal to the Bay Area.
Yes.
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 So your boyfriend at the time was like, I'm moving to San Francisco.
No.
No.
He lived in San Francisco.
What? Oh, no, because you met at a wedding.
And we dated long distance for a year.
How was that?
Horrible.
No.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
That's a really long way.
A long way. We managed to see each other approximately every 3 weeks.
How?
We would take turns flying back and forth.
That is expensive.
It was very expensive.
How do you do that on a teacher's salary?
Well, I just didn't do much else in between those 3 weeks. A lot of frequent flyer miles used.
Sure, but still.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you guys lasted. No offense, but like that's rough, dude.
It was. It was rough.
Wow.
So we could only last a year. And then we're like,
right. And then so who decided that you had to be the one to move?
Well, we talked a lot about it.
I'm sure.
We compared Chicago and San Francisco.
Did you make a list?
And to
did you make a T-chart?
We kind of did. Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Like a pros and cons.
A Venn diagram.
In my mind, Chicago went out. Just
okay.
Because I'm from there and I love that city.
Yep.
But then when you compare California and Illinois, it's like,
Well, that's not fair.
You know, California
it's
went
less
out.
Fair. Yeah.
So there's like more to do here.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah. His whole family lives here and only my parents live in Chicago. My brothers have both moved away. So
where did they live?
Too. One lives in Washington, D.C. now
mm-hmm.
and one lives in New Hampshire.
Oh, so they're all East, but they're still, it's still East Coast. So yeah. It's not even like they're over here. Okay. So he won.
Yeah. We also thought that my job skills were a little bit more marketable than his because he had just started in his mm-hmm. position like and a year before that.
Oh. And you'd been teaching for three years. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's true.
It might be easier for me to get a job.
And it was.
It was.
Did you have to do a lot of interviews or was this?
This was the second school district that I interviewed with.
Okay. Did you get the other one or you didn't hear back?
I was offered a position there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the day before I was interviewing here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked if I could wait until the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was offered this position.
Oh,
and
boy. Did you have to do a demo lesson?
I did not.
What? Shut up. No, you didn't. You really didn't?
Well.
How did you get around that?
There's the whole story. So I was in Chicago.
Yeah.
And they told me that I could do a Skype interview.
Yeah.
And then I asked, well, what is, you know, if I pass that round of interviews, what would be the next step? And they said a teaching demo.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. And then I, like, we hung up and I looked up the school calendar and my interview was supposed to take place on Monday and school ended on Thursday.
Oh.
And so I said, so I called them back and I said, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just come out for the interview.
Oh, and yes. Okay. And things are clicking into place for me because I'm thinking of like, why was your interview so late? But I know why. So, okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
So yeah, there just was seemingly not a lot of time.
No, there was not a lot of time for you to buy a flight and
there's only 3 days left of school.
Yeah. And who wants to come teach a demo lesson for a bunch of kids that are going to be out for the summer?
Wouldn't that be the most terrible thing ever?
Yes. Especially for that class you would have had to demo on.
I know.
Man. Okay. So then what'd they say? They were like, oh, never mind.
Well, so I ended up flying out for the interview and interviewed in person.
Okay.
Because at that point they were still going to do demo lessons.
Foolishly, but okay.
But yeah, so then I interviewed and then I got an email that night saying that they were going to offer me a position.
That is fast. I'm also, yeah. I'm so jealous you got out of that demo lesson. That was the worst.
And then they didn't know what position yet.
They didn't?
Because when I interviewed, there were, I think, three or four positions open in the district.
Oh, you didn't even know what school you were interviewing for? Oh, man.
So, yeah.
That
so
is
I flew all the way out here and didn't have to do a teaching demo.
So, I'm so mad. But also happy for you because it's the worst. It's
yes.
It's kids you don't know. All five principals show up, plus the teacher who's like the class you're teaching in, plus the kids kind of like, especially in the upper grades, they kind of know what's going on.
Yeah.
So, like, they know that this
balls at
yes
you? Yeah
like mine I was over in Karen's class and one of the kids was like pointing out typos in my PowerPoint and I was like dude be cool about it like what are you trying to do here do you see five principals back there can it
yeah.
I did he wasn't
it's
in
like
my class
subbing
the next
to
year.
The max I feel like right
but like subbing if every principal was
exactly.
coming to watch you that's terrifying
yeah.
it's terrifying I'm happy for you that you didn't have to do it, that you didn't have to go through that.
Me too.
Man.
I did a teaching demo at the other district that I interviewed with.
Yeah.
And that
kind of the same thing. Yeah. And so you knew. It's awful. Ugh. That's like one of the that's sometimes when I think about like, oh, maybe we'll move closer to my parents or whatever. And then I'm like, no, I don't really want to interview.
Yeah.
Just stay here. Oh, hi. Hi. Come in. I'm doing a podcast.
I can't imagine walking in to see you on microphones.
Come say hi.
Oh,
thanks.
It's okay.
I don't mind. I'm doing a podcast.
That's so cool.
Right? Want to be on it one day?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, great.
What are you guys talking about?
Teaching.
Oh, really?
What else?
Stop. What else am I going to do a podcast about?
I don't know.
I don't
what
know that much stuff.
What are you guys specifically about teaching?
I don't know. Usually I just talk about, like, how people got into it.
Yeah.
She was just telling me she didn't have to do a demo lesson. Hmm. When she got hired here, she didn't have to do a demo lesson. Now I have to cut that out.
Oh, that's in?
Yeah.
It's recording?
It is.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Well, have fun.
Thanks. Oh, hi. You have Walker Creek. Do you have Walker Creek tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Oh, my God. I want to show you guys the email, but
I'll
do that.
Okay.
Bye.
See you later. Okay, sounds good. Wait, Christina, can you close the door? Yeah. For sound quality purposes. Hey, thanks.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, I live by Walker
Creek, so if you guys need stuff while you're there, okay. Text me, and I'll bring you whatever you need.
Cool.
I don't know, like food or snacks or Gus, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you need, I'll bring it. Great. So you're a jerk because you didn't have to do a demo, but... But it's different. It was a different grade. So they said fifth. And then what did you think about fifth?
I thought it was okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
why not?
I'm not going to... I need a job. So I feel like I don't have room to be picky.
Well, there were positions all over, so...
Yeah. Yeah. So, but they... they said this is the one that we're offering to you.
Great.
I said,
and then
I'll
you showed up.
It.
And what did you think?
I loved it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You don't have to say you loved it if you didn't love it.
No, I did. I mean, it took some adjusting, too,
sure.
I think.
Yeah.
You know, just it's like a little different out here than the Midwest.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of a different pace.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And just, you know, getting accustomed to a new school is always hard.
It's tricky.
It's a lot to learn. And
is this school smaller or bigger than your last school?
It's a little bit smaller.
It's a little bit smaller. Okay.
Yeah. I was in a 3-round school, so...
Okay.
3 of every grade.
So about the same size.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Well, that's so great. And
yeah.
So this year, now that you're going into year 2 here, is it going smoother than it, like, does it feel different?
For sure.
Okay, good.
It does.
Good.
Yes.
Well, that's nice when that works out.
Yeah.
It's only been, what, like a month now?
Yeah.
21 days. So
we
far, so good.
In 5th grade.
I know. I didn't do it in 2nd grade, and then I was like, oh, yeah, now I have to do counting the days of school again.
Yeah.
Such a snore. But, yeah. So, 21 days, still good?
21 days, still going strong.
Flexible seating going good?
It is.
Good.
Yeah.
How do you do flexible seating?
I have them come in, a few kids at a time, and we rotate through a schedule.
Oh, yeah, I see. First choice of seat.
And so, yeah. And then they move their clip, showing me that they're here.
Yeah.
And then they choose a seat.
For the day.
Kind of
for the day.
We talked about how you choose a seat, and if it's not working for you, you're free to move.
Right.
But obviously,
do they
the
mostly
open seats are,
yeah.
are not, you know, they're not as many.
Right.
They don't have as many choices. But yeah, kids move throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
I've moved kids.
Right.
That can't handle
that
it.
That always happens. But so far, it seems
pretty good.
Okay.
And I've noticed that kids are not really always sitting next to the same kids.
That's nice.
Which I was afraid of. But they're mixing it up.
That's
they're
so
doing
nice.
Really well. Yeah.
Well, good for them. I know. Are they getting excited about Walker Creek? Because it's got to be
are.
Coming up, right?
Yes. We're 2 weeks away.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
You guys doing cabins and everything?
We're starting that whole process.
Oh, I kind of miss it, but kind of don't at the same time. It's so fun. Yeah, what did you think of Walker Creek last year when you went for the
I
first
really
time?
I really liked it.
Yeah, it's nice, huh?
Although I wish I was told that.
What?
I would be going with children away for 4
oh,
days.
Oh, did you not know that you were going away with children for 4 days?
No.
Oh. When did they tell you?
probably in the beginning of September.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, at least you get paid for them.
Yeah.
That is nice that they pay you to be in the wilderness.
It was just...
And the teacher cabin's super fun.
It was so fun. Yeah. And the kids so enjoy it.
Yes. It's the best.
It's like transformative for them.
It is.
And it's good like for the class. I thought it really like brought everybody together. It was like such a good start to the year. To like
a bonding experience for sure.
Yeah. It's that's so fun. I miss there are very few things I miss about fifth grade, but Walker Creek is one of them.
I know. It is very, very fun.
And then you also got married last year.
I did this summer, yes.
Oh, yes, this summer. Last school year. Okay, but last school year. So here's the fascinating thing to me is like, how does one... Wedding planning seems very stressful.
Yes.
Everyone I've ever known that plans a wedding, which is like not that many people, but everyone is always like, it seems like the most stressful thing in the world to plan. But then you also have to be a teacher. And that's also really stressful. So how do you do both of those things?
You don't do much of anything else.
Okay.
It's like working two jobs.
Yeah.
It felt like we just, we would get home from work and we would then just get to work planning.
Mm-hmm.
So it was tiring.
Yeah.
But I got lucky. Andrew, mm-hmm. my husband, he really helped a lot.
That's
he was
nice.
Pretty hands-on in planning. My mom helped a lot.
From all the way over in Chicago?
Yeah.
What's she doing? Like Skyping flower people or what?
Yeah, she would send like emails. She arranged our whole room block out of the hotel.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would call her and just
go
have
mom.
Her do random tasks for me.
Where did you find, like, did you go dress shopping over there so she could?
I did. I went over winter break,
mm-hmm.
when I was home, mm-hmm. For Christmas. Didn't find a dress there, though.
Oh, bummer.
So then she flew out here,
mm-hmm.
a few weeks later, mm-hmm. and I put my dress here.
And all your friends are probably over there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So did they all fly over here when you got... Where'd you guys get married?
Yeah, we got married up in Petaluma.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was going to say Santa Rosa, but
yeah,
that didn't seem right.
Okay.
So then everybody flew over here.
Yeah. We had...
Were they like, yay, California vacation? Were they all jazzed on it?
A lot of people were.
Oh,
you
good.
Know, some people obviously couldn't make the trip.
That's too bad.
But yeah, it was a good time.
So do you feel like all of the planning and the stress and like the working two jobs was worth it at the end?
Maybe.
There was a very long pause there, which I will not edit out. Andrew, did you hear that? Did you hear that long pause?
Getting married was worth it.
Well, I know getting married was worth it, but all the all of the stuff.
It just goes by so fast.
Yeah.
You know?
It was a lot of planning for one day.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That seems terrible.
Yeah. But yeah. You know, maybe we would do things differently.
Would you scale back maybe if you did it again?
Yeah.
Just do maybe close friends and family?
Yeah.
Well, but then it's hard because if you're on two coasts.
I know.
So then you can't really, because then somebody's going to have to fly no matter what, huh? Then you'd have to cut people off the
list. We were really happy with the way it turned out, though.
That's good. No,
it was a good time.
I'm not trying to bring you down. I'm not trying to bring your wedding down. I'm sure it was lovely.
It is. It's
I don't
just a
know.
Lot of work.
It's something that, for some reason, it just like that whole process fascinates me. Like all of the planning for one day.
I think people don't, no matter how many times we're told that, I don't think you really understand it until you're in it.
Right.
You know?
And then you're too far in it.
And then you're too far in it. You're like, okay, well,
gotta
we're
finish
doing this.
You gotta finish it now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I'm glad it was. I'm glad it was nice. Sorry if I sounded like
a
jerk.
No,
I just
you did not.
I don't know.
It is. It's a lot.
It's like
it's
a funny.
Lot.
It's a funny cultural thing when you
it
think
totally
about it.
Is.
Like the amount of time that people spend, and then
exactly. And I think you know there was just it's just that cultural kind of expectation
that you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Oh man. Well, what else? So now that you have all this time on your hands, what are you up to now with all the time on your hands?
I am finally getting around to watching Game of Thrones.
Oh, how's it going?
It's going well.
Where are you?
I am 2 episodes into season 2.
Okay, you're way back there.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't say anything.
It started people were talking about it, and I've never been a huge TV watcher.
Oh.
And then I felt like, oh my gosh, now it's like I'm too far, like, gone from this. I can't start now.
Oh, sure you can.
Because everyone talks about it all the time.
Yeah, they do. Because it's so good.
So now I finally jumped in.
Okay.
And
love it?
I do.
Is Andrew watching, too?
He is. He has watched all of the 6 seasons.
Oh, he's caught up.
He hasn't watched this latest season.
Is he waiting for you?
Yeah, he's, like, rewatching them with me.
Man. He's a good husband. Yeah. You should keep him.
I'm going to try really hard.
My husband secretly watches TV without me. Ooh. And then like tries to play it off like he hasn't watched it.
Like he's seeing it for the first time.
Yeah, but I can see that it's been played before. I'm like, no, you're not fooling anyone with it. Or he'll be like, oh, he'll make noises or something like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen. I'm like, no, I already know that you already know what happened.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. Man. So Game of Thrones.
It's intense.
Yeah. Well, it's probably more intense for you too because you're watching it all at once. So you don't have like to wait the week in, like there's not months of wait in between. You're just like, it's all coming
at
you.
Which is kind of an exciting way to watch TV. Yeah. You know, like you don't have to wait a week in between.
Eventually though, you're going to catch up and then you're going to be like the rest of us just like, oh man, a whole year. You should watch Westworld next.
I watched the first season.
You did? Isn't it amazing?
It is.
I was just thinking about it the other day. I think it's because Gus is really into that little Western show about so that makes me think of Westworld.
Totally.
But no, that's a good one. I want that to come back. I loved that show.
Yeah. We always have to like mix up our TV watching. So that we can, because like when you watch Westworld or even Game of Thrones, it's like kind of super intense and like a very brain demanding show. And then we have to like throw in our like half hour.
It's like a palate cleanser,
shows, you know?
So then what do you put in after? Or like what do you put in?
Well, we started rewatching Parks and Rec.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
So we went through that whole series. And so now we're trying to find another like light show.
Did you watch The Office? Did you watch The Office when it was on? Yeah, that one was good.
Maybe we should rewatch that one.
Yeah, Anthrax has been talking about rewatching that.
Yeah.
But that one you can't watch too much either because it's so awkward that like then you're like, I gotta watch something else. Also, I feel like watching Parks and Rec would bum me out because I was like very emotionally affected for no reason about Chris Pratt and Anna Faris' divorce.
Oh my gosh, I know, right?
So bummed out. I was like, Anthrax, if they can't work, we never will.
What are we gonna do? Yeah.
Oh, that was really, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it was.
It's another thing about our culture that makes no sense that I would care if two random people I've never met got a divorce. But I was like, oh man, what about their kid? So sad about their little glasses kid.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
Anything else? What else is going on? Do you play soccer anymore? Do you like go to the, isn't there like adult people that play soccer on weekends or something?
Yeah.
And you live in the city.
I have bad knees now. My knees, I can't. Can't run.
But
anymore.
Like everyone our age has bad knees. So like couldn't you find like a lot of bad knees?
Like a bad knees soccer league.
Bad knees soccer league.
Maybe.
Again,
maybe
you
I'll
live
start
in the
one.
City, so who the hell knows what kind of weirdo soccer leagues they have.
Yeah. Maybe I'll put like a
next door
flyer.
I don't know.
Looking for
people who like to play soccer but are like poorly
jointed.
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect. I bet you would find someone
the disjointed
in no time.
Soccer league.
Well, thank you for doing this.
Of course.
You're a delight. I wish I would have seen you more when I worked here.
I know you were so far away.
So far away.
Isn't it crazy?
A little.
You go like days without seeing your coworkers sometimes.
When you don't teach in the same grade band as them. Yeah. Because
it's
even
like
in
a
small
world.
School like this, it's like, why would I ever be down here? There's literally nothing unless I needed like unless I needed something specific.
Right.
It'd just be no reason.
It's so crazy.
All right. Well, I'll see you around.
Yeah. Come back and visit. I'll come visit you.
Anytime. Thank you for letting me interview on the podcast.
Of course.
Okay. We did it. Episode 9. That's it, everybody. Thank you, as always, for listening. Make it a priority this week to subscribe, to rate, and review the podcast on iTunes. You should also follow my Instagram at the Teachers Lounge Pod. And you should always, always email me suggestions, thoughts, comments, questions, anything at theteachersloungepod@gmail.com. I will also accept toddler show recommendations because as much as I love Sheriff Callie, and as much as I love that my son only watches shows with a strong female lead, there's only so much banjo music and lasso tricks and talking cactuses that one person can take before they kind of need to change it up a little bit. Again, another story for another day. Have a fabulous week, everybody. Talk to you next week. Bye.